put pretty dresses on, that's bad. Zatrashi gunoya bezoyin oloy, or mezgan olov. If she can't wear nice dresses, that's a big inu nefesh. So a core part of the kasher is, how come in our Mishnah Rabbi Yossi says that if she made a nether, she's not going to put on makeup, and the husband was not made for it, it's called the husband caused the trouble, and therefore he has to give her a get with a ksuba. Why? Even if the husband wanted to, he couldn't have been made for the nether. Rabbi Yossi says, eskashet, lo eskashet is not called inu nefesh. So if she made a nether, she won't put on makeup, what do you mean the husband's being a kaimid now? He can't do anything. So it's not called, he's causing the trouble. So how could Rabbi Yossi say in our Mishnah, in such a case, he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba? Why should he have to give her a ksuba? He's not causing the problem, she's causing the problem. Tumar says, we're talking about now the nether has to do with dvorim benolo beno. So Rashi says, you know what kishrut means in our Mishnah? That means sam hamashayris asar. Ladies, they used to put sam to take off the hair on the bottom. So that's dvorim sam shave lotion. That's called Burm Shabino. So Kishut here doesn't mean perfume, but it means that she's not going to shave off her hair there. So that's called Burm Binolabino. That bothers the husband. On such a nether, the husband could be made for it. So therefore, it's good Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Since the husband was not made for the nether, but rather he was Mekai in the nether, that's called he's causing the trouble. Therefore, he has to give her a get with the ksuba. So ho nichlaman biyama dvorm shebeno lebeno ha bal meifa chavetz machlekes. That's good if you say dvorm shebeno lebeno, not inu nefesh. But things that have to do with between the two of them, that the husband could also be made for it. Then it's good our Mishnah that the husband should have been made for the nether. Since he wasn't made for the nether, it's called he's causing the problems. Elo leman diyom, but there's a man diyom in Gemara in the Dorm that says, ain't a bal mefer, no, a husband can't be made from the dorim, beinoy le beinoy, stam things between the two of them. Only inu nefesh, but not stam dvorim between the two of them. So if so, the husband can't be made for the nether, so why does our Mishnah say he has to give her a get with the ksuba? He's not causing the problem, she caused the problem. She caused the problem. Ma'ik lemeinu, what can you say? The yitmak was belong to the Gemara in the dorim like this. Dvorim she beinoy le beinoy, things between the two of them. Like here, she's not going to shave off her hair or not. These are things between the husband and the wife. That Rafunu Amar Abal Mefer. Yes, Malacha, we hold like that. That the husband could be made for those in the Dorim. Not only Inu Nefesh, things that bother the body, like eating and fasting, but even things Benola Beno, she's not going to shave off her hair. Dvorim Benola Beno, also the husband has a right to be Mefer. Ravad of Aravu Amino, Ein Abal Mefer. The Baal can't be made for such things of Benola Beno. We never found like a fox died in his old hiding place. So Rashi says like this. In the pit that the fox grows up in, he doesn't die there. Kleimar. And the things that he's used to, he could wash himself. So the kids, even if she makes a nether, she won't shave off here there. The husband is used to her. He could wash himself. It's not so bad, dvorim benolo beno. That's not a thing that bothers him that much. The husband can't be made for it. So it's just, you see, it's a machlekes that the husband could be made for these dvorim or not. So how the kasher is on Ravada Barava. How is he going to learn our Mishnah? Where is there a case, according to Rav Yossi, that when she made a nether, shlolis kashet, that the husband would really should be able to be made for the nether? And since he's not being made for the nether, it's called he's causing the problem. Where is the case that he could be made for the nether? At most, it's called Dvorm Shevino LeBeino, that Ravada holds, the husband can't be made for it. So Gemara is like this, Elo hocha b'mayaskinon, kagoyin de talino likishuteo betashma shamita. The nether she made was like this. True, the nether was that she won't be able to put it on, go back to perfume. She's making a nether, she can't put it on. But it had to do with tashma shamita. Nether was that if she doesn't put on perfume, she won't live with her husband. So by making this nether, it's coming out, she's also to live with her husband. And that's called inu nefesh. That's for sure the husband could be nefer. So therefore, that's Shana Mishnah, the husband should have been made for the nether. Now the Gemara says, the Omer, she said like this, Ya'asir hanota tashmish cholai. The wife is saying, I'm making a nether, that the enjoyment of living with you is also on me. That now, in other words, she's not allowed to live with her husband anymore. In meskashet, if she puts on perfume. That's the way she made the nether. So the kids of such a nether like this, the husband could be mefer. This is called like inu nefesh. So Rashi alocha maaskinin the talenu likishter betashmish or mishemachi motzi mefer. The dilma miskashes. We have to be afraid. Maybe we should put on the makeup. Or Mrs. Shrahan North Tashmishkalay, and then she'll come and ask for herself, she won't be able to live with her husband anymore. So such a neder taker is a neder of inu nefesh. Therefore the husband has a right to be made for it. And Kediyama Rav Kana, the Yama Rav Kana of Kana says, Hanos Tashmishi Alecha, if she makes a neder that she can't live that her husband can't enjoy her, Kaife Umisham Shasai, the neder is not chal, because she's mature, but she has to let her husband live with her. Therefore, she kaifa, we force her to live with her husband. But hanos tashmish cholai, if the neder, or the opposite way, hanos tashmish alecha, if the husband makes a neder that you can't have enjoyment from me, that neder is not chal. Because the husband has a mitzvah to live with his wife, he's meshubah to live with his wife. He can't make such a neder that he can't live with his wife. Kaifa, we force him, umisham shosoi. But hanos tashmish cholai, if the husband makes a neder that the enjoyment of his wife, he makes us to him, that's still a good nether, or the opposite way, or the same way she makes, the same way she makes his nether. But yeah, it's some, not the husband, some way she makes the nether. If she makes the nether, she can't live with the husband, then kaifa, because she's, Rashi says, kaifa shenichel lesser at smolov, because she's meshubit for this. Mashenkin, the nether is, that the enjoyment of the husband is usher on her, that nether is chal. So then yofer, the husband has to be made for it. Because we don't make a husband eat something that's offered to him. In other words, we don't want him to live with his wife, the yisr. If the neder is that she can't live with him, then nor is offer, so the neder is chal. Therefore we tell the husband to be careful to be made for that neder, in order that when you live with your wife, it'll be beheter and not be yisr. So the kitzur is a way that the wife could make a neder that she's not allowed to live with the husband, and therefore we want the husband to be made for the neder. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. That she made a neder, if she does put on perfume, then she won't be able to live with the husband anymore. So therefore the husband has to be made for that neder. And if he's not made for the neder, it's called he's causing the problems, and therefore he has to give her a gift with the ksuba. For the Gemara though, v'loy tiskashet, v'loy tesser. Like what's so bad? Her neder was that if she puts on makeup, then she can't live with the husband. So the chura, what's so bad? Even if he was mekayim the neder, he said, okay, I want the neder to stay. So he said he has to give her a get with the ksuba. Why? Tell him, or tell her, don't put on makeup and live together. What's so bad? So Mer says, no, im kain, korolom and avelis. That's no good. If a lady doesn't put up any makeup at all, she's called a manuvel, she's called not nice, she can't stay that way. Fred the Gemara with his kashet for Tesser, the Gemara shock. So good, tell her to put on the makeup, and she'll become also, she won't be able to live with her husband anymore. But still, what does the Mishnah say you have to give a get right away for? L'chur ila beisha maishtei shabosis. At most, the neder is that they can't live together. So we have before, beisha maish says, for 2 weeks, they can still stay married together. You only give her a get after 2 weeks. Ila beisilu, shabbos achas. Even according to beisilu, he said, give her 1 week. But how come our Mishnah says in such an neder, you have to give her a get right away? Why? Why don't we wait the week at least, or 2 weeks? So it says like this, Hani mili hecha di adra ihu. When the husband makes the neder that he's not going to live with his wife, then Basil says we have to wait a week. To Savra, she thinks like this, Mir sas rochel of alayu. It could be that he got angry at me. It's normal. I'm only get angry at somebody. And she thinks that maybe you'll calm down in a day or two, and he'll go and be mad to the neder. Therefore, we say wait a week. That maybe he'll be mad to the neder, maybe after a week his anger will go away. That's why we tell them to wait 1 week. Avul Hocha, what happened over here? Here the case is the Nodra Ihi. She is the one that made the neder. Not if Shat, her husband, is angry at her. It wasn't Machmas Kas anger. She woke up and she made the neder that if I don't put on makeup, I can't live with you anymore. Now the case is, when the husband heard about this neder, really the husband should have been made for it. Said, nothing doing? I want to live with you. What do you mean you're making such a neder? But the case is with Shostak law, that he kept quiet, and he said, good, let that neder be. Now here it's not Machmas anger. So why did the husband say, yes, let that neder be, that we'll never live together? Is Sovra, she thinks, me the ishtik, since he kept quiet and let the neder go through, missed no who this sanli. It has to be that really, really he hates me, and he doesn't like me. Because not the pshat stam, we like one another just we got angry. He didn't get angry. She was the one that made the neder. He wasn't angry at her. So when the husband hears such a neder, how come he said, let the neder go through? Why didn't he right away say, what do you mean? You're making a neder, you're not going to put on makeup, we can't live together. Nothing doing, I want to be with you, I want the makeup. The neder is, I'm being made for the neder. How come the husband didn't say like that? So she thinks it has to be because really deep down he hates me. If she thinks like that, then there's no hope. She doesn't have nothing to wait for. Wait a day or two, wasn't to wait for. Deep down he hates me, got to get a get right away. That's why here we tell him to give a get, like even after one day, he has to give her a get. It depends. If she's a poor lady, only if there's no time limit, then he has to give her a get. But asking if there's a time limit, then we say, let her wait the time limit, and afterwards they'll be together. Or let her not put on the makeup for this time limit. The karma kits, for how long do we let a poor lady go, to say she'd go without putting on makeup? 1 year. If the neder is only for 1 year, we don't say to give a get. If I says an aniyah, she could be used to going 1 year without putting on her kishutim, her perfume. Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechanan Esther Shonim. 10 years even she'd go without it. Aniyah go 10 years without putting on perfume. Rabbi Chizur Amar Avini Regal. No, turns one yomtiv to another yomtiv. She came Benois Yisrael Miskashtos Regal. That was the minute that they used to put on dressed up nicely to look covered yomtiv. So man, you can let it go from one yomtiv to another yomtiv. But when a yontif passes by and the neder is still there, then she has the right to get a get. But if she's a rich lady, by then she's used to putting on makeup very often, then we say 30 days only. For the Gemara Maishna Lam Eliyoyim, why 30 days? On Rabbayish Ken Isha Chashuv and Nenis Mereh Kishatel Lam Eliyoyim. Because a Chashuv lady, by then they had good perfume at that time, they were able to put on perfume and last it for 30 days. So for 30 days she can go without putting on new makeup, new perfume. Therefore, the neder is that for 30 days, only for 30 days, we say there it's not so bad. She has already makeup or perfume on already. That lasts for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, she'll put up a new type, and then the neder is not chal anymore. Therefore, that's why Bnei Shira will let it go for 30 days. But the Mishnah says, Hamadir Esishtosh Tatelach Lebeisaviyah. If a husband makes a neder that his wife can't go to her father's house, is Bisman Shu'im of Ir, if her father, your Shver, lives in the same town, lives in LA, Chaydish Echad, Yekayin. If the neder was that she can't go for 1 month, okay, she can take it. Shnayim Yotzei. Once the neder is more than 30 days, more than a month, the lady can't take that, she has the right to get a get, yes, give her Suva. Be take Suva. Some of the same case, he makes the neder, or a case that she makes the neder, and he was Mekayim the neder. Over Zman Shuvira Cheres, let's say the Shver lives in another city, then Regal Lechidikayim. If the time limit was passed through one Regal, it's okay. Just to miss one Regal, it's alright. Shloisha, but if the neder was for 3 Regolim, she can't go to her father's house, then yet that's too long. Yetzivitin Suba. So we're going to talk about what about 2 Regolim. At the Mishnah's Modern, it says 1 Regal, they can still stay. 3 Regolim, they have to give a get in the Suba. What about 2? Tomorrow we'll talk about that. If a husband makes a neder, his wife is not allowed to go to a beis oval. She can't go visit somebody sitting in shiva. Or the beis hamishta. She can't go to a chasna, to a party. Is yoytziv yitin ksuba. She has the right to get a get and a ksuba right away. You're like locking her up in jail. She can't live that way. You can't lock your wife up that she can't go to a beis hamishta, to a beis oval. Let's say the husband has a reason why he doesn't want his wife to go there. He's afraid there's prutzim by the party there, there are prutzim there, that there's nus there. That's why he doesn't want to go there. Rishoy, like if he has a good reason to say why not to go, then it's okay. Or Maluf, he says like this, Amanash Shetomri Lepleini Mashamatali. That he makes a neder like this, that you could only go to your father's house, you only go if you tell over what I told you to somebody else. Or else what I told you. Or he's making a neder with his wife that you can't go someplace only if either you have to tell somebody else what you told me, or else what I told you. Or I wanted to fill up and pour out liyashpa from the junk. Someone wanted to work by a junkyard. She should fill up junk and spill it out again. In such cases, she has the right to say she doesn't want to do these things. And therefore, Yaitse Viting Suba. She has a right to get a get and say, give me Suba right away. The moral saying over these things, but some of them were not nice things. She has the right to say, I don't want to say over things that are not nice. But the Gemara, a Gufa Kasha, we have a Kasha. Or Ma'atu Regulechud Yikayim. Says that the Neder is what? That if the Shver, her father lives in a different city. So the Neder is she can't go for one Regul, it's okay. Horshnayim, Master, the Neder is even for two Regulim. Let's say for Pesach and for Shru, she can't go to her father. Yaitse, he thinks Suba. That's what's Master for the Resha. Amos say, for what does the end of the Mishnah say? Shloisha Yaitse Vitik Suba. Only the Neder was, she can't go for three Regulim. Mashmo Shnayim, if the Neder was just for Pesach and for Shruis, Yikayim, then they say, wait it out, and you still stay married, so it's a Sira. Omra Abaya by this, say for us in the Kanis. Say for we were Machma three Regulim, that's if the husband is a Kayin. Then we don't want to give her a guest so fast. Mashaykh of the Resha by Yisrael, there we say, give a guest if the Neder is more than one Regul. Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda that makes the difference between a Kohen and Israel. Rabbi Barula Wamalakasha, Kan Radufa, Kan Beshen Radufa. One is the case where she's always running after her father, so therefore, more than one regal, she has the right to get a get with the Ksuba. But in the case where she doesn't always go to her father, then it's not so bad, then only if it's three regalim. With two regalim, she can still take it. The Pasuk says, Ozi Yisi Beinu Kamois Tesholom, the Me'om Rabbi Yechanan, Kekala Shenimsa Shloima Beveis Chamiya. It means a kala that likes her husband's father. In other words, she likes to stay by her husband. A redufa leilach laget shvachel beisavia, and she goes to her father home to tell him all the praises that they say about me by my husband's father. Pesach v'hoye v'yemunu mashem tikri ishi v'atik v'latikri li oid b'ali. Call me ishi and don't call me my husband. What does that mean? Rabbi Yechanan, ke kala beis chamia, like a kala that likes to stay by her shver, by her father's house. For like a kala beisavia, not like a kala likes to run home. Sometimes a kala, she doesn't like her husband, she doesn't like the shver, so therefore she always likes to run back to her father, that's no good. A shvach is that she likes the new family and she wants to stay with her husband. It makes another, she can't go to a party or she can't go to a beis avel. So bishleim lebeis hamishto, iko, noeba, faner. It's very good that she has the right to say, give me again.